moved into the White House, the war in Europe was nearly won. But the war in the Pacific was coming to its bloodiest climax. On the evening of March 9th into the 10th, 1945, 334 B-29 aircraft dropped tons of jellied gasoline, napalm, and high explosives on Tokyo. The resulting firestorm killed an estimated 100,000 people and completely burned out 15.8 square miles of the city. The firebombing raids continued, and by July 1945, all but five of Japan's major cities had been razed and hundreds of thousands of Japanese civilians had been killed. This was total warfare, an attack aimed at the destruction of a nation, not just its military targets. The firebombings were no secret. Ordinary Americans read about the raids in their newspapers. Thoughtful people understood that strategic bombing of cities raised profound ethical questions. "I remember Mr. Stimson," the Secretary of War, saying to me, Oppenheimer later remarked, "that he thought it appalling that there should be no protest over the air raids which we were conducting against Japan, which in the case of Tokyo led to such extraordinarily heavy loss of life. He didn't say that the airstrikes shouldn't be carried on, but he did think there was something wrong with the country where no one questioned that."